A pleasant good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. I am Father Cameron Saunders, Assistant Curate at the Parish of Christ the King in Ridgeland Park on New Providence. Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from the first lesson for our Eucharistic readings for today, coming from the book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 8b through 8. That day, a severe persecution began against the church in Jerusalem. And all except the apostles were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria. Devout men buried Stephen and made loud lamentation over him. But Saul was ravaging the church by entering house after house, dragging off both men and women. He committed them to prison. Now those who were scattered went from place to place, proclaiming the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and proclaimed the message to them. The crowds with one accord listened eagerly to what was said by Philip, hearing and seeing the signs that he did. For unclean spirits, crying with loud shrieks, came out of many who were possessed, and many others who were paralyzed or lame were cured. So there was great joy in that city. Here ends the lesson. In our first lesson for today, we hear of the first and great persecution of the church. The church, according to scholars, was probably about a year or two old, and this persecution lasted probably only a few months. Here, we see Saul, who was later to become, who was to convert and become Paul, was the leader in this persecution. And this persecution was set off by the stoning of Stephen. However severe and furious it was, this persecution resulted in the dispersion of the church. In Jerusalem, the church had become a formidable and mighty movement, pressing irresistibly on. Now in the providence of God, this severe violence started the missionary work of the church. Jesus' last command to the disciples was to proclaim the gospel to all the world. And ordinary disciples had listened to the apostles long enough to have fully learned the whole story of Jesus and his death and resurrection. And wherever they went, they carried the precious news. The apostles, however, too popular and too powerful to be persecuted, remained temporarily in Jerusalem to care for the church headquarters. Later on, they too were to travel out and spread the gospel. Here, in this story, we also hear of Philip the deacon going to Samaria and by his message of the gospel and with miracles, converting many to the faith. Thus, in this portion of Scripture, we can realize three among many points. Firstly, we can understand that we cannot frustrate the plan of God, no matter how hard we try. Secondly, that we have to care that we are not working for the wrong team. And thirdly, we should decide not only to work for God, but rather to work along with God, as he looks to do his will in the world. We ask our God each and every day to give us grace and strength to walk obediently and steadfastly before him, that we may honor his word, glorify his name, and advance his kingdom, even in the midst of opposition, suppression, or even persecution. In doing so, God's kingdom will continue to bear rule in our hearts and continue to grow and conquer on the earth. And so as we contemplate and reflect on these scriptures for today. Let us pray for evangelists and for the continued work of missionaries in the world and for missionary exercises in the world. Let us pray for churches to be brave and for members to be brave to approach strangers and for churches to be brave to welcome strangers into their presence. Let us pray for strength and grace to endure threats to the kingdom of God as Christian believers in this 21st century. Let us also pray for the spirit of adoption in God the Holy Spirit to have a desire and care for the salvation of souls and for the advancement of God's kingdom in his world. Let us pray. O God, we pray that the joy of the resurrection may be known throughout the world, that those who are ignorant of the love of Christ may feel his presence and share his risen life. And we pray that all human endeavor may become part of the new creation and the life without end. Amen. Thank you, as always, for listening to these devotions. And where possible, please share them with a friend.